My mum's influence on me goes deeper than I've ever expressed before in my life. I'm Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog on the internet, and I'm on a journey to explore what I've gained from my mother. And this is the third in a series that I'm gradually moving forward with, and I don't know where it's going. And I don't suppose I'm very different from anybody in the sense that mothers have a huge influence on their children. But I'm inspired by Bernie Goldbach's journey to be with his mother during perhaps her last days. And I'm trying to anticipate my own mother's last days and what I would be saying to myself about her. And hopefully her last days won't come for some time yet. But of course, you know not the day nor the hour, as she often said to me. So far, I've talked about my mother's influence on disputation and logic, and also my mother's influence on through her use of rules. Another feature of my mother is exemplified by a story that in 1956, shortly after the Hungarian Rising, which was brutally put down by the Soviet Union. Some refugees from Hungary came and stayed in, my memory is that they stayed in some kind of FCA army, quasi-army camp outside of Limerick. And I imagine, I haven't checked my memory with everybody, but I imagine that it was the Christmas of 1956 that some Hungarians came and had Christmas dinner with us at home. I think that they were not only homeless, but they were propertyless. They had lost all of their possessions, and somehow or other they'd got from Hungary to Ireland. And they may well have gone, other Hungarian refugees may well have gone to the UK or to France or whatever. But we had strangers at the dinner table at Christmas. And there was certainly something very indelible about that. It stayed with me all my life, the welcome that my mother gave to strangers, to people who had fallen on hard times, people who had very little in life, and the warmth and the generosity with which she welcomed them. And particularly because they were strangers. They weren't, you could say, her type of people. They weren't our type of people. We were a well-to-do, upper-middle-class family in Limerick. We had room at our table, but we could have stayed just ourselves. We had plenty of people round the table, cousins probably. After all, in 1956, we were already six children. At this stage, my mother married in 1949, had six children by 1956. Sorry, five children by 1956. We had enough for our own table, but my mother welcomed in people from outside. If I add to that the fact that my mother travelled to Oberammergau, to the Passion, I'm not sure if it's not called the Passion Parade, but it is the Passion which represented the Passion of Jesus Christ. She travelled abroad to Oberammergau, a place I, was able to pronounce but couldn't tell you exactly where it is, even to this day. I have read a little bit about it. But she travelled at a time when mothers didn't travel very much in Ireland. She travelled, she and my father did that. And I think on her way back from Oberammergau, the Pope died, and there was another element of being open to the outside world in that my mother was interested in Rome and what was happening to the Roman Catholic Church in Rome. She also went to Jersey and had a holiday in Jersey, and I think sent back a postcard. And I have a feeling that somehow or other I extracted a promise from her that she'd take us to Jersey someday. Now, this was my mother, the traveller, my mother, being interested in going to other places, my mother being interested in difference, the difference that other places represented or introduced you to. And what kind of influence did this have on me? Well, it meant that I grew up with an openness to the outside world, an interest in the outside world, which, you know, manifested itself in a lot of different ways, including huge interest in pirate radio stations, Radio Luxembourg, cricket, ball-by-ball BBC commentary from Australia and other places, First Division soccer matches. Now, it may seem a very long way between the connection of Hungarian refugees and my, you know, and all of those things, but I do think it had an influence on my curiosity and my interest in exploring the outside world. The biggest influence in this respect that my mother had on me was the way in which she left home, left other people to look after us, and went and worked for, on behalf of, people in Limerick who had nothing or very, very little, who lived in working class housing estates, were quite poor, very few facilities, and she worked to establish, for example, credit unions at a time when credit unions were unknown practically in Ireland. This was a way of undercutting the loan sharks. But she went out of her way to go and help to do this. She set up a playground, a playgroup, so that the children could actually have somewhere to go. And this was in a part of Limerick City, which is a very socially stratified city, and where there wasn't any public provision of playground, and it was all voluntary. And my mother took me into the houses of very poor people. Remember, we were very well off, so it was going into the houses of people whose houses smelled different from ours, who had more children running around in the house than, even though we had 5 children at that stage, there was almost certainly 10 children in the house, in a much, much smaller house than we had. So that, my mother made me open to difference, made me appreciate the value. Now, when I say she made me appreciate the value of people who were different from myself, she didn't in any way get preachy about it or say anything about this. She just did it. She just brought me along and she just went on with her life doing that. I grew up in a house where I regarded it as normal for my mother not to be around all the time. She was off doing her thing. One last thing that I remember in terms of difference that made was that in, I think it was 1964, it may have been 65, Kenneth Kaunda and his wife came from Zambia, what was at the time, I think, Southern Rhodesia, or was it Northern Rhodesia? Well, I think it was Southern Rhodesia. Anyway, they came to Ireland. Kenneth Kaunda was about to become the president, I think, of that country. And he came to speak at the school where I was a student. But his wife came out to our house. Now, I remember her as a big black woman in tribal dress. Well, I say tribal dress, in African-coloured long dress, totally differently dressed from my mother and from all other people in Limerick. I think she was probably, you know, I didn't have much time with her, but she came into the house, I saw her, I said hello, and she drank tea in the front room of our house. That was an introduction to black people, I had seen some black people in Ireland, in Dublin, because they were students at the Royal College of Surgeons, but there were no black people worth talking about. Every black person who was in Ireland was worth talking about, but there were very, very few. And the fact that into our house came, I don't think Kenneth Condon came into our house. In fact, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he didn't. I would have remembered that, I think. But I did hear him speak at the school. But having a person who was, again, so different, and seeing my mother being welcoming and open. I mean, certainly it isn't an accident that I became very anti-racist, that I became very pro-multiculturalism, that I have never wavered at all in the belief that diversity is a force for good, and that you couldn't really have enough people from different places in a society, as far as I was concerned. So it's that welcoming of difference in a cultural sense, in a social class sense, that my mother gave me an example of from the earliest stages. And I certainly owe her a lot in that respect. This is Paul O'Mahony saying, I really do feel like saying thank you to my mother. And also thankful to Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, for giving me the impulse, or releasing the impulse, to make this series of audio booze, and I don't really know where it's going next. Thank you very much for listening.